Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. We've been talking about Just Peachy by Chef Belinda Smith-Sullivan. She's apparently on the road, and we had a scheduling snafu. Sorry we couldn't get her on, but I can tell you that the book is beautiful, magnificent photography, some great recipes. Just the first 24 pages alone with the history and types of peaches and growing season information and peach facts and minutia are really fun. Congratulations to Verona McCabe here in Wichita. She was the lucky winner of a copy of Just Peachy. And Verona, that will come to you by mail in the next couple of 3 weeks. So good stuff. We're glad you listened. And a lot of folks called in, and we're glad to have you do that. Joining us now is the masterful grower of all manner of tree fruit, pumpkins, apples, peaches, Tom Brown. Tom is the proprietor, along with his wife Gina, of Meadowlark Farms. And if you haven't been, you got to go. And the way to go is go to meadowlarkfarm.com. You can get the hours and directions and see some pictures and plan on spending some time there. Even when it's hot, there's some great shady picnic areas, and you're going to love it. Tom, welcome to The Good Life once again.
Hey, thanks, Guy. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it a lot.
How'd it go down at the farmer's market today?
Farmer's market was good. We had a lot of Red Haven peaches and some summer apples, which are a funny thing because you wouldn't expect a summer apple to be super delicious. But and in fact, one of them we have is not super delicious, but we sell it anyway. But the other one is called Pristine, and it's really, really great.
And yeah, well, we brought some home.
So Red Haven peaches sold like crazy and smelled great. You know, this morning, last night we loaded up the van with 18 or so totes of peaches. And this morning I went out to get into the van. It's just this heavy peach aroma. Really, really great. So fun. Yeah. Nice. The market was good. That's nice people. Great. Good moment.
Excellent. Well, let's talk a little bit about you and Gina, your wife. You guys have such an interesting background. With roots in Kansas, and just give us a thumbnail of your journeys and what led you back to Kansas and to open Meadowlark Farm.
Well, it's a super long story, so I have to be brief and superficial. But Gina and I met at K-State. We grew up in Kansas, and we both had a real interest in working and serving other people overseas. And so we ended up through a variety of experiences working in Pakistan and Afghanistan for nearly 12 years in the 1990s. And then after that, also mostly in Afghanistan for roughly about seven out of the last, between 2001 and 2015. So, but our home was still in Wichita. And I was involved with agriculture work, and Gina was involved with women's health work in Afghanistan. But always I was involved with horticulture. My projects, the managed projects I managed, were related to horticulture, especially tree fruits. So despite the fact that I grew up in Overland Park in the suburbs, I've always had a real interest in that. So when we started looking at the need to stay in the United States full time, I started looking at the possibility of asking, well, what would people, could we plant an orchard here? Would that make sense? Could we make any money? And what would it be? And I spent a lot of time, probably over 5 years, asking lots of moms, because it's moms who make those decisions often. What would you pay? What fresh fruit would you pay a premium for? And this is replicable. You could ask 100 people, and 95 of them are going to say, oh, I want fresh peaches. And so I did some more research and found out that it's possible. And so we, of course, Old Haysville was here before. So we bought a piece of land out east of Rose Hill, and we still have that, and it's a cool place, and planted 2,000 peach trees over several years, and now they're producing. And the whole idea was to invite people, grow it up as a retail pick-your-own orchard. So people come out there, we wanted to create a warm and pleasant and wholesome kind of family place that everybody could feel comfortable in, and get a chance to go and physically pick a fresh piece of fruit off a tree that really, you just can't get anyplace else. They're so, those peaches are so delicious when you pick them off that tree and taste them. They smell so good and they taste so good. It just feels good. So that's been going on since our first peaches we harvested in 2014. So now we're in year five. And it's great. It's a lot of work, but it's a wonderful, wonderful moment, you know, to see people drive in and kids jump out and run up to the orchard. It's cool. It's a neat yeah. thing. We're thankful to you know, to do it.
And I'm glad you do it. And I'll never forget the first time I came out to the farm, and it was kind of towards the end of season, and the peaches were just big and juicy and ripe. And we sat out there in the picnic area and ate slices of peaches, and then we drank cider. We're going to talk about cider in a minute, but let's continue with the peaches. In this book that I talked about in the first half, Tom, it's called Just Peachy by Chef Belinda Smith Sullivan. And just the first 24 pages have so much information about the history of and the migration of peaches and where they grow so well. And the varieties astounds me, the number of different types of peaches. And I imagine with soil testing and knowing the location you had, there was a lot of decisions that had to be made on what varieties you planted.
Oh, yeah, huge. And so there are a couple of really important things that you have to think about. One is, when does this, well, backing up, as a retail orchard where we want people to be able to come out to the farm through the summer, then we have to identify varieties that will start producing and ripen up at different times through the summer, so that each variety, each ripening period is about 2 weeks. And so a variety like Red Haven is going to be all gone in 10 days or 15 days, probably 10 days. If we don't pick them, they'll fall off the tree. And then that moves on. Then we move on to a different part of the orchard with a different variety of peach. And they taste different. They look different. The next variety is, in fact, a white peach. And so the first question was, well, what's my lineup so that I can have peaches from, you know, June until August, end of August? So I was able to, you can go to nurseries and find those out. But then the question, you got to run it through another filter of, well, what will put up with the weather we have here? It's hot, but it's also really cold. We have late freezes. We can have an early freeze. What varieties are those? And so you look for other information on that, and it takes a long time to figure out which ones are the right ones. And then it's a moving target. So this year, for example, we've got varieties coming ripe all at the same time that never have done that before. And so they're compressed. And in other seasons, they're telescoped. You know, they're stretched out, and there might be gaps between the varieties. And then sometimes we get a midwinter freeze, and then you really see which varieties have the ability to withstand a really hard freeze on the fruit buds. And so some freeze, even though there's not a late freeze, they may freeze in November or freeze in December or January. But the big risk is the flowers freezing in April and getting damaged by an April freeze. So like this year, we didn't have one. And so almost every single tree out of 2,000 trees, almost every single of our trees has a heavy crop of peaches on it. This year, last year, we probably had 30%. And so everything else was just bare. It's just all the trees were bare. So this year is a good crop, and it's sort of working like it's supposed to, where we should have peaches between early June, late June, and 1st of September this year. And they're all each a different variety that lasts about 2 weeks, and they kind of stair step or stagger from one to the next. It's a interesting thing. And we do a similar thing with the apples.
You know, so I was disappointed when I got there and there wasn't the hard cider with peach added to it. You made some peach wine not too long ago?
Well, we just had a cellaring problem with our peach cider. And so we're just not actually sure how to proceed. It's a technical issue that involves different kind of yeasts and that sort of thing. We were just weren't super happy with the quality of it. So we pulled it, and we're just going to start a different – we're going to start over with a new batch, and we're kind of developing plans for that. But it was just getting a little bit too tart on us and wasn't giving us the right nose, as it were. So we'll keep doing it, but it's in this kind of a deal, since we use pretty much only what we grow, if we mess up, which we did, on something, then we've got to wait a year to start again. So now we're just on the verge of getting ready to start a new batch of peach cider. So
what a treat.
We'll keep doing it. But, you know, I think that I'm probably 6 or 7 years into about a 50-year learning curve on all this stuff. So I just barely have any authority to say anything about cider making or growing peach trees or anything. You know, it's like every year it's like, oh my gosh, I thought I knew a little tiny bit, but actually I'm just an idiot.
Well, Tom, let's talk a little bit about the rest of the summer and the growing season. And you mentioned, obviously, we have apples, but you do a lot of other stuff. You got strawberries, pumpkin patch. Tell us what folks can look forward to if they come visit Meadowlark Farm in the next month or so.
Yeah. So we're going to have peaches will continue roughly until the end of August or first of September. And the later, the longer the season goes, the bigger those fruit get and the sweeter they get and more aromatic. And so my favorite is probably 3 to 4 weeks out. It's called Carolina Gold. It's got great aroma. It's a firm peach so that when you can eat it and it doesn't collapse, but it's big, got a beautiful color, and it also, you can cook with it. You can, if you make a pie with that Carolina Gold 3 or 4 weeks from now, it will, and you slice it up, then that peach doesn't turn to mush in the pie or the jam. If you make jam with it, it retains a chunky texture, and I like that. But we'll have peaches on until end of August, 1st of September, and lots of different kinds of arrangements and deals based on the amount of peaches we've got on hand. So sometimes we'll promote those and sell on a cheaper deal for in a half bushel cartons and that sort of thing. And then apples have also started. So we've got our summer apples that are quite delicious. And then those just keep coming, you know. So we'll have apples starting now, and then they also transition into other varieties. So the next variety is called Zestar, and then we're picking Pristine now, and then Zestar in about 10 days, and then Gala apples start, and they're really delicious. And when those things ripen in the heat and bright sunlight, they really develop a lot of aromas and a lot of sweetness. And it's just their way. I actually did not know and anticipate that the apples would be as delicious as they are. They're ugly. They get dinged by the wind, and it's hot, and the skins get a little bit thick because it's just, you know, this is not an easy place to be a piece of tree fruit. But they taste good, and they've got good texture, so I'm happy with them. Then pumpkins, apples will continue to the end of October, and then we'll have a pumpkin patch, which is just a lot of fun, and it's just a standard thing. You go out and pick you pick pumpkin patch. So we don't do a lot of zombies or, you know, chainsaws or anything like that, but we do the pumpkins, and you can just go out and ride on the tractor trailer out to the pumpkin patch and get a little knife and go out and cut the pumpkins. And that's fun. And all this time, whenever you come out, you can sit on the deck and have a glass of cider on tap. And that's fun too. So
that's a good segue, Tom.
It's a lot of fun to come out. We see a lot of people enjoying themselves, and it's really great. That makes me super happy.
I love it. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to taste two ciders. Again, if you haven't had hard cider made locally, man, you're missing out. We'll tell you about some of those with Tom Brown. If he's from Meadowlark Farm, don't forget meadowlarkfarm.com. It's out. If you head east on Kellogg, hang right on Santa Fe Lake Road, go a little over 6 miles down to 160th Street, you can't miss it. There's some good signage. We'll be right back with Tom and some of his cider handiwork after this short break. Don't go away.